Checkpoint Intimates.
Yes, you are here with a very special episode of Checkpoint Intimates because I'm joined here by Rachel. My name is Elliot.
Yes, it is. Your name is Elliot and my name is Rachel.
And unlike a typical Intimates, we're actually going to be playing an interview that you've conducted because you have been a very busy beaver indeed, pertaining to the WWE SmackDown, which happened on the 6th of October.
Yes, the WWE event, which was the Super Showdown. It happened...
Oh, not a SmackDown.
No, not a SmackDown. Well, a lot of things SmackDown. A lot of things got beat up and hit and it was really good. So the WWE Super Showdown at the MCG, it happened this past weekend on the 6th, and wow, it's a WrestleMania-style event that was just on that scale. There was well over 70,000 people in attendance at the G.
Wow.
Yeah, that
big. And what
big.
Good timing, too, because obviously WWE 2K19 just came out.
Yes.
So for wrestling fans and fans of...
And what a
like,
game that is, too.
Right? And, like, so... Wrestling fans really have, like, especially people here in Melbourne, they've just got everything coming at them
yeah.
all at once. So it was really awesome you got a chance to...
The SmackDown has been laid upon them.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good choice of words.
Damn.
But yeah, you definitely had an opportunity to interview a couple of the members of the WWE team, as well as Jaden, who is a fellow Joy member.
Yes, JJ from the Mosh Pit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us a bit about what this interview is going to entail before we quickly jump into it?
All right. So we were graciously invited along to the Crown Towers during the week before, and we're surprised with... We already knew who we were interviewing, but we got a special surprise as well. So we were there to interview the... Okay. Sorry, I'm just going to have a moment here because I was really excited. No, I was. I was very, very excited. It was a big moment for me, for myself. So we were there to interview the Riot Squad and also Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre. So the Riot Squad consists of Ruby Riott, Sarah Logan and Liv Morgan, and they are just shredding their way through the girls of the WWE at the moment. They're quite a force to be reckoned
very
with.
Very prolific in the scene.
Yes, they are. So we got to sit down and spend some, well... 2-on-3 time, I guess, with the Riot Squad.
2-on-3 sounds
2-on-3. Well, it does. But the girls of the Riot Squad were just absolutely wonderful and gracious and gorgeous, and we got to spend time with them. And then we got to sit down 2-on-2 with Dolph and Drew and interview them.
Okay.
And then the special guest
that, eh?
Was Triple H. We didn't get to interview Triple H. Yes, I know. He came out. He spoke. He introduced himself to the very eager media crowd that was there and said thank you to everyone and just said that he's looking forward to the weekend and that Melbourne has been so gracious and that he's looking forward to bringing the WWE to Melbourne. And that was quite an experience to be within the vicinity of Triple H, because Triple H is big.
You're a massive wrestling fan, so this is pretty big for you.
And
other massive wrestling fans, hopefully you will get a big kick out of this interview you've been able to conduct.
Yes,
so
please enjoy it as much as I have.
Let's jump straight into that.
Hi, you're listening to Checkpoint on Joy 94.9. You're here with Rachel and Jaden, and we're speaking to two of WWE's biggest names, Dolph and Drew.
Tag team champions.
The championship part. The tag team champions.
It's radio, so you didn't have to tell him, because I really liked when you introduced him and he threw up the peace sign and we're just doing radio, and it's like, I'm still in the moment, still feeling it. So as far as you know, the tag titles are here.
In our wrestling gear, we're in the tag titles right now.
I'm doing squat thrusts while we
do. No, I can vouch for that. They totally are, and it's fantastic. It's the most glorious thing I've seen. It's sparkly, it's shiny, and it's fantastic. So, today you're here because there's a certain event on this weekend at the MCG, just something casual, you know?
Just a little old event in front of, you know, how many is it? 75,000, that's right, 75,000 people, not just people, Australians, crazy, wild, mental Australians in one building with a WrestleMania-style show going on. That I can't say enough positive things about. Like, this is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime show. It's literally stacked from top to bottom, and I cannot put over to the guys and girls on the roster how wild the crowd are going to be, because they just do not know what they're in for.
So, firstly, welcome to Australia. Both of you, yeah, welcome. Both of you guys have been in a lot of tag teams before. What has made this like particular pairing different in like your eyes?
It's a great question. I'll speak for myself. I've been in a handful of tag teams, but usually I do my own thing. But I've been in tag teams before where people have certain goals and everyone's kind of doing their own thing, but you happen to be teamed together. Drew is laser focused, whether we're in the ring, at home, in the gym, you name it, and he wants to make the WWE a better place. He wants to get rid of anyone pulling 99% and wants only everyone giving every ounce that they have every single night. I gravitate toward that and have been looking for someone to have my back for about 13 years now so we could accomplish something like this, and it's never been done before. And the last few months, we are just getting started. It's been the most fun, but also set an example for everyone in the back that this is how you have to be or you can't be on our show.
And what about yourself, Drew?
I appreciate that. First of all, Dolph is equally, as driven as myself, and that's why this works. In the past, I have actually been tag team champions in the past, and myself and Cody Rhodes. But at the time, we were just so focused on our individual careers. At the time, we weren't, the men we are today, that's for sure. And the other team I was in was 3MB, and I don't think there's any more I should say about that. But the fact that I love 3MB, but there's not a chance we're winning any time.
That's fair.
But, now...
Match of the year with the WLC match. This is like the greatest match of all time.
I don't know if it was the greatest match of all time, but it was certainly, it was very special in the sense that everybody was looking to make fun of it. And everyone in the back was at the monitor. The crowd were ready just to laugh for all the wrong reasons at it. And every single person involved was driven to give them a show that they wouldn't forget. It was on the pre-show. And the two guys went in there, gave it everything they had. All of us took some crazy falls through tables and ladders. And by the end of it, nobody was laughing. And it was funny at times, but it was literally the show stealer. And it was very difficult to follow. And
exactly.
That's why that was the highlight of 3MB. But now, I'm a different stage in my career. I like Dolph was mentioning, I left WWE and I looked to become a franchise player. I looked to grow this industry and better this industry. And I always thought, I'll come back to WWE. And inevitably, I thought, maybe I won't. WWE, the wheels are going to keep turning. How can an individual make a difference to that machine? And if your name's not John Cena or The Rock. When I was out injured in NXT, I watched the show and I realized that there was areas for improvement. There was guys that looked the way I used to look when I was in 3MB. People that didn't appreciate the opportunity they had, didn't realize they were in WWE, were wasting it. And I can say that because I was that guy. Then I see someone like Dolph Ziggler, who's keeps time and time again gets started and stopped. And as somebody who's so driven, so talented, and deserves to be at the top of the card, and we got paired together. I couldn't have been in a better situation. When you put two guys with that focus that we have, the talent that we have, that we're absolutely unstoppable, and the Shield are about to find out why on Saturday night. So you think they're the standard bearers? Not anymore. The Shield agenda's out the window. We're here for the betterment of this damn company.
Now, you've been working with Braun Strowman in the last few weeks. That's working because Roman got his goons and Braun's like, I've got better. I don't need Seth. I don't need Braun. I've got Drew and Dolph. I'm going to take over. What's it like working with Braun, and how does Braun fit your memo of making WWE a better place?
Here's the thing. He hasn't been around as long as us, but he is a big bull that can do anything, lift anything, and step up at any point and do anything better than almost anyone in this business. And for the most part, though, I don't know him that well, but here's what I do know. He's busted his butt since he's been here. He's done everything right. He let Roman Reigns know, I'm going to cash in this contract against you face to face, so you know when I'm coming for you, because I'm going to beat you head on with no tricks and become Universal Champion. And for some reason, three superstars stopped him from doing that. And somehow, we're the bad guys here. So he needed someone to have his back. Whether he wanted to or not, he needs two more superstars to be able to even the odds so we can take over. They have cracks that we've seen forming for years. And at one point, Seth stabbed them both in the back, so I don't know how they're brothers. But the three of us are just getting going, and we're going with a common goal. One is to eliminate the Shield. Two is to let everyone else know in the entire roster, in the back, in the seats, online, anywhere, we are the top three premier athletes in this business.
You can't match us in the ring and out the ring. You don't belong in the top show in the world.
As a child, you wanted to be a pro footballer. Well, you were very interested in football before you came into wrestling. Ideally, do you play the wrestling games or do you play the football games? Like, which one, or both? Like, which one kind of gets your meat going? Like, well, which one gets your heart going? Like, look, I'm sorry, sometimes I phrase things a little wrong, but like, what happens? Like, would you prefer to play yourself in a wrestling game, or would you prefer to play Dolph?
No, I don't know whether this is going to play with myself and into the meat of it.
I could rephrase things.
As a kid, I think I was more into like the wrestling games, and you know, I was also big into the football games. I played my brother all the time. And I did play football till I was 15, when I started wrestling professionally at 15. And eventually, like, my body started telling me, you gotta, you know, focus on one. And I decided to focus on, you know, professional wrestling, sports entertainment, as we can tell, because we're talking about it right now. And, you know, I'm glad I did, because it worked out. But these days, yeah, I certainly probably play FIFA more than any other game.
And have you played the most recent FIFA? Like, or are you planning to play the most recent FIFA?
I'm sure Samoa Joe will have it, and I will get to play it when he gets here.
Well, I recently reviewed it, and I highly suggest it.
Really?
It plays really well.
So realistic. Too realistic scares me.
It's very good. What about yourself? Like, are you planning to play yourself in the most recent game of WWE?
We're very lucky. They always bring it by Monday Night Raw, and we can check it out right, like, the day before it goes out or something, just to see how they've stepped it up and made it more realistic. He said a lot of great points, but it's of course you got to see what you look like. You're like, oh, my abs are better than that, or how you look, or getting in. You're like, oh, they picked this ring gear. You want to know what's going on, but every year it gets more realistic, and one day it's going to put us out of a job, I guess, because those holograms and video games will be fighting for you guys. But I'll be long dead. He'll still be around. It's an amazing game. It's so fun to see yourself and your friends out there, and it's got to be fun.
Awesome. And one last thing before we go. We have some gifts for you guys.
I do.
Yes.
Gifts. Lots of gifts.
We have gifts.
No. Better than brownies.
Adult, take a peek inside.
It's food.
It is food.
I thought something was going to bite me.
Yeah, no.
It could have.
It could have.
Thank God. I thought it was going to be Vegemite or something.
It's a chocolate drop bear. Yeah.
I love it. Caramello koala. I'm in. Are we all going to have one?
Yeah, go for it.
That's right.
You can have all of them. We can have.
We should all share.
We have gifts.
Wow.
We have gifts for you.
You can fight for trade,
you guys.
Wow, caramello koalas.
Oh, I love caramel.
Something to be eaten, not afraid of.
Wow.
Yeah,
I love koalas.
I want one right now.
Thank you very much. That's very kind.
Can we know
how
much you love the lollies, Liv? On Joy 94.9, right now I'm speaking with Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan, and Ruby Riott, the Riott Squad. How's it going, ladies?
Oh, it's great. It's wonderful.
Awesome. First time, well, Sarah and Ruby, your first time in Australia. Liv, yes. You've been out here before.
Yep, my second time.
Second time. Have you warned them about any of the Aussie beasts, any of the crazy Aussie animals down here?
Last time I was here, actually, I got to go to the zoo, and I got to touch a whole lot of crazy-looking animals. It was a lot of fun. We actually have a day off tomorrow, so we're going to try to
find
some more. Yeah, we're going to try to go to the zoo.
That's going to be awesome. Now, let's talk about the big deal, the big main event. You guys are taking on the Bella Twins and Ronda Rousey this Saturday night. So, let's be real. Those three, they don't have a chance. They've never worked together before. Ronda Rousey's got a pretty good losing streak in Melbourne. So does the Bella Twins.
Stacked against them.
It seems like you have all the right points that you're making. We don't even really have to say much, because you were just saying everything.
We like what you're saying.
But, like, what's your game plan against those three?
We go in with the same game plan pretty much every time, which is to cause chaos and cause as much physical harm as humanly possible.
I like that.
We may not always win, but you'll remember fighting us. I guarantee that.
I like that. Where'd you pull that out of?
Now, how did the Riott Squad fall? Because it's like one night you came up on SmackDown, and it's just like, who was this amazing group? Like, who is this? These three also. I think you are amazing.
Wow.
All three of you.
Yeah,
like, from even on the XA, I was just like, oh my god, wow. Like, all three of you, you're all so different, and just as a team, it just works. Yeah. These are so vastly different.
We're different, and with our powers combined,
it's kind of like Captain Planet. But, like, how did the idea of, like, the Riott Squad come together?
I mean, growing up, with all three of us had similar backgrounds, and we didn't really always have it easy growing up. So we were used to the struggle, and so that alone, you know, kind of kind of combine forces and with the same idea and the same goals and the same morals, we form the Riot Squad. And ever since then, you know, nobody's forgotten us. We've left our stamp on SmackDown. We've left our stamp on Raw. And we're going to leave our stamp on the Bellas and Ronda Rousey this Saturday.
Now, this weekend is the big show, but we have another big show coming up in a few weeks, the WWE Evolution pay-per-view.
Yes.
It's going to be amazing. Let's get into the female. All women.
I don't want anyone on the show.
Me neither.
Just girls.
Just the ladies. What does it mean for the WWE audience to have a show of just female talent? And what does it mean for, like, the little girls? Because I have a little sister, and all she wants is the women. Like, she doesn't care about the men at all. So what does it mean for, like, these young WWE fans and the female fans?
It's huge. Just, if you look at the women's division over the last 2 years and how much it's changed, you know, went from the women having 2-minute matches to now WWE specifically allotting more time for the women to show off all our hard work and all the skills that we have. Main eventing, we have the first ever women's pay-per-view.
There's girls from all different kinds of backgrounds that are in the WWE today. Like, all the girls look different. Like, I don't brush my hair. Liv has a blue tongue. Ruby's freaking rambunctious. Like, it's just not stuff you used to see in WWE. And we're a different flavor. And we love bringing that. And we're super excited for Evolution.
I love it. It's going to be great. Now, I will lay a big claim. Riot Squad, probably one of the best women's stables of all time in WWE history.
True.
Yes.
Pretty true. There's been some other good ones, though.
No, I think it's the best. We're going to go down in history. It's the best.
I feel that. Yeah.
Name another one.
Do you want me to? PCB. Remember PCB?
Yeah, but you know how long did that last?
Good point.
You know,
good point.
How long did any of those...
You've, like, lost
We're
the lead.
We're coming out a year. You're strong. Never You're felt strong. Better.
Love it. Now, if you could take on any other stable or any other women's tag team in the history of WWE, who would you like to take on at the Evolution pay-per-view?
Women's... Now, are we creating a tag team, or do you want us to choose one that was established? And
Either.
I don't know. I would love to step inside the ring, because we've stepped inside the ring with a few of these women before, but Team Bad.
You know, I was thinking Sasha,
yeah. Tamina,
Naomi.
I would love to step in the ring with them and mix it up.
And win, though.
Well, duh. That's guaranteed.
Because that stable ended horribly. And you guys are still together.
Yeah.
And if they were really good enough, they'd still be together.
Exactly.
When other things fall in WWE, Riot Squad will remain. I guarantee that.
Beautiful. So well put. So elegant. So perfect.
She's feeling real lots of emotion.
It's great. Now, the big thing is, like, WWE 2K19, at the time of the listeners are hearing this, will be out already. So what's it? So you were in last year's game, Ruby, but...
I was downloadable content in last year's.
And you were really fun to play as.
Oh, thank you.
Like, yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, it was like my go-to if I had to do a women's match.
Yeah.
It was great.
Awesome.
I used to work at GameStop. And I used to sell these games. I used to want to be on them. I used to tell people that, yeah, I wrestle too. Maybe one day I'll be on. And I'm in it. And that's awesome. My brother still works at GameStop. He's going to be selling my face. That's beautiful.
That is amazing.
That's like the ultimate payback.
I know.
Like, hey, where did you go? Oh, well, you're selling my face.
Yeah. I can't wait to play myself.
Yeah, this would be great.
With your big head, you can raise it even bigger.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, that answers into the next question. As wrestlers, do you actually play the game yourself? Do you get the chance to play?
I'm nervous. We all grew up playing.
I love playing video games. I'm nervous.
Are you actually big gamers yourselves?
Yes, I we all like a different kind of game, but I take my Switch everywhere with me I go.
So you're a Switch player?
Yeah,
they're both Switchers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what's your console preference?
I mean, I have an Xbox One that I just bought. I haven't played video games in a couple years. I took a break, you know, but I was huge on GameCube. I was huge on, like, you know, Nintendo, PlayStation.
I feel all of you because, like, I love my Switch and my Xbox probably above most of my consoles. So, you know, my love for you has grown higher than I thought it could have.
I love The Witcher so much. So much.
And the TV show is coming out?
Oh, yeah, the Witcher is a beautiful game. Beautiful.
It's like the pinnacle of gaming, almost.
Yeah, it's perfect. I've never met anyone in person that has a higher level on me than that game, ever. Level 52, strong. Come at me, Twitter.
Wow.
Yeah. You heard it first.
I think y'all are overreacting a little bit.
No, not even.
The video game rage is real.
Since you really want to get out there and see the animals tomorrow, I think you said,
Of all the Australian animals that you know of, what one animal would you like to be?
Tell them.
Oh, what do you want to be? What do you want? I don't know. I know what you want to see, but what do you want to be?
Yeah.
If you could be one.
I want to be a kangaroo.
Another blue tongue.
Because they're so strong and they fight and they just be punching
And they're
like
bouncy, which is a lot
but
of her.
Liv, another blue tongue lizard?
Huh?
Another blue tongue lizard?
I didn't know y'all had that.
We had blue tongue lizards.
I'll do that one.
They're a little feisty too.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm just like, it matches.
Perfect.
I'm going to be either a saltwater crocodile or a king brown snake.
Yes, bet.
I'll take either one.
Okay. I got to go with the one animal that I've wanted to see and hold, and like it's been since I was a kid, and I just want to be a koala all the time and just hang out in a tree and eat eucalyptus. Their claws are
sharp.
We
heard that you're not allowed to touch in here.
We can get into it if you want. Like,
yeah, we don't have to.
So apparently, like, they all have like STIs.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like a real thing.
Koala chlamydia.
Koala chlamydia. It's a thing.
Yeah, no, I'm going to pass. Hard pass.
You still want to be koala?
I love koalas.
Maybe you
want to
change
pass.
Your answer.
Hard pass.
Be a quokka.
You can do the kangaroo.
What is that? A quokka? Oh, okay, we have a photo of a quokka, and you actually want to be one. It is possibly the most cutest photobombing animal you will ever see. And once you see it, you want to be it.
Oh,
face.
It's like
little
a
hand.
It's like a gopher
doing?
Bear. Like
a
gopher bear.
You want to be a quokka. They just like to sit. They're completely neutral. They're adorable. And you
just
they
do that, bro. Do that.
I'll be that.
Yeah, they just want to smile in your photos. They're completely lovable. That's their defense system. Sit there and smile at you.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to kill me,
what's that? I just want to be in your photos.
Well, that's all the time we have, but you're listening to Checkpoint on Dre 94.9. And Riot Squad, thanks once again for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Are you kicking us out?
No, stay with us forever.